Okay, and we're off. Hi. We both said that together. Crazy.
Hello.
I'm going to turn you up even more.
Even more, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That sounds all right.
Good.
That sounds all right. Hello, and welcome. Welcome to Matt and Ben. That's it. That's all we're calling it. And I'm a bit upset and I'm a bit worried because just before I came out, I was checking out my news website, you know, as you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it says to avoid alcohol 3 days a week.
What?
3 days a week.
What about the other four?
Right.
Yeah, you can drink all of it, the other four. It's just those three, you're not allowed.
You get pissed as you want. But the thing is, because I might not drink a lot, but I drink more than 4 days a week. So
why are we being advised not to?
Well, it's doctors. They're saying that a night of drinking should be followed by two or three alcohol-free days. And that doesn't really exist for me. I mean, an alcohol-free day, even if I'm at home, I'll probably have some alcohol.
You're an alcoholic.
I know. Matt. I'm sort of a low-level alcoholic. I'm sort of an alcoholic at a manageable level, but... Oh, there we go. Now, if somebody told you you couldn't have alcohol ever again, would you be bothered, or what do you think?
I'd probably get used to it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I'd be a bit like, what the hell, at first, but nah, I don't really need it that much to function.
You think you'd be all right? Yeah. Yep. See, now, I think I'd be okay, or even though I like it.
No, you wouldn't.
You see, I'm not...
You are so dependent on it.
See,
you need help.
Thanks, mate. Cheers. See, I don't drink so much that I need it. I just like the taste. I think it's a pleasant taste. But
that's
what
they all say.
Well, it's
I
true.
Don't need it. I just like the taste.
If I was swigging it at work, then maybe it'd be a problem. I don't think about it an awful lot. But, I don't know.
You've chosen an entire conversation now based on alcohol.
Yeah, it's true. And the fact that I saw that headline...
Immediately thought it applied to you.
And my heart sank, yeah. But if a doctor said to me, hey, Matt, stop the drinking, I'd be like, oh, hey, it's all right. Calm down. You stop your drinking, mofo. Now, is it a shortening of motherfucker? Mofo?
It sounds like I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not up to date with culture.
With all that culture lark, yeah. Also, something that I wanted to cover in this one, just out of the blue. Did you hear that Ricky Gervais is using the word mong a lot?
Well, I think everyone's heard that.
Yeah.
They?
Probably. Probably it's me saying, oh, I found an intriguing news article.
Yeah, that's like, been around for a little while.
Yeah. Now, I was just wondering what you thought about that.
Don't know. I've never really taken it. I just know about it. I haven't taken an interest.
You must have an opinion.
Nah.
See, this is what these should be, squeezing an opinion out of Ben.
See, that's the brilliant thing about me. I can form no opinion about anything.
You can take your head and squeeze. Yeah, but the thing is, I don't know what I was going to say then. Take your head and squeeze it. But if someone went around calling someone a mong, would you be bothered or?
Well, I mean, I don't think they should. They should,
right? Okay. You know. See, so you do have an opinion. See, we've
I,
got.
I
that.
Have an opinion. Yeah.
There.
Okay.
So you think he was wrong?
Yeah.
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 Good. Good. Now the thing is, I agree with that. I think that that you shouldn't be doing that, and it's against all good things. But I thought the joke about, you know, Frankie Boyle made the joke about Jordan's disabled son.
Yeah.
I thought that was all right. I thought that was justified. And everybody who disagrees with Ricky Gervais thinks that was a poor taste joke. So I'm having an identity crisis. See, because I think that was justified. But no one agrees with me.
What are we talking about at
so,
the moment?
Frankie Boyle said made that crude joke about in a nutshell, and I'm going to take it out of context. It's not going to be funny.
You don't have to say. There was a crude joke.
There was a crude joke.
Doesn't matter.
It was to do with her son being disabled, and I thought it was a clever take on celebrity, but no one agrees with me. That's the upshot. So, very boo there. Very video.
Yeah. Wait for the hate mail to come in.